English. Last sentence. I teach you like no. I explain my success life in Africa. Maybe you think by yourself, hey, he preach in Chinese. How can he go there and preach in English? No problem. Right? Now I'm trying. So you can image how I preach in Africa, right? Suppose this we symbolize eternity. That means, what means eternity? Actually, I don't know. Really? Eternity, that means yesterday, today, tomorrow, the same. This is, right? We cannot imagine, really, nobody can imagine what is happening in eternity. One day, my kids ask me, Papa, if we die, go to heaven, in eternity, is there they go to play? Really? And always singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Boring, really. This is, we must know. Eternity, we don't know. But in the Bible tells us, oh, God is eternal God. Right? Eternal. Okay. This point, creation. In the beginning, and ahead, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. From that point, we know heaven and earth, and from that time on, there's time and space. Right? So this is a point. We start time and space. In the last, the end of the world, there's a point. That means from this point, then time and space disappear. Because come back to eternity, right? Okay? And between, for me, between and this box, of course, I draw it on the blackboard. That you see that's only two dimension, right? But suppose this is a three dimension, or the four dimension, time, space, and whatever, or the third dimensional, right? Third dimension. That means, however you can think about it. And we know here is Jesus. This is from this point to this point is the human history. Human history also the salvation history. Because from Adam to the last to Jesus Church member, right? Okay, the end. And this is the salvation history. And between eternity and this three-dimensional salvation history, there's gap or something. That means this gap we cannot go through, right? Because we are always limited in this box, right? And this is God Himself. So, in the Bible, you can read, God hid Himself in the darkness, right? Also, in the Bible, tell us also, God is in the light. Nobody can reach it. So, sometimes you can use yourself, sometimes God is in darkness, sometimes God in light. We can read God is in darkness. So, how come? That means it is over, go over, super or reason. Understand? And then between this and between human history, time, space, place, space, and time is eternity. Okay. Now we want to talk about God. And through the revelation, all the revelation in the Bible, we accept all the material. We just put all the material together. Just like, you know, put a... Huh? Like a pin tool.
Picture.
Puzzle.
That's German.
You is pa, not u. Puzzle. Thank you. We just, all these elements, we just put it together. Somebody put better, somebody not better, right? Not right. If we put all together, maybe we get a picture. But this picture is also limited because how much or how many elements God give us, we can use this. And if we have everybody use this material, use this element, then everybody's puzzle is the same. Because between human history and God eternity, there's gap. So this is, how can I say, this room, or this a place for everybody to image anything. So somebody, if a person educate, for example, my grandmother, he haven't any concept about time, really. Or you talk to her, the world is three dimensions, what mean that? Understand? His life really is two-dimensional. So for him, this space for him is exists normal, understand? He cannot reach so high. So for us, everybody, we have same concept. But all this may be different. So in the church, really, you ask everybody got head. Is we cannot say different, but the foundation is the same. Everybody say we have one true God, everybody. Yeah. But all this different. Understand?
So what's all this?
All this one true God fundamental elements from the Bible.
Concerning.
Oh, right? Okay. Now, God is spirit. What is spirit? You can from Bible read it. Bible tells spirit is not flesh. Spirit is not flesh, that means go over this point. Understand? So this definition is, this morning we have talked about that, yeah. If we want to define something, there's two ways. One way is say, this thing is, and the other way is this is not it, right? And you can describe it well, and you say, it's not, right? Okay? So, God is spirit. Spirit is over this box. Okay? And then, in the salvation history, we always divide it in three periods. This is, we talk general, actually, Old Testament. Actually, how if I ask you very sincere, Adam belong to Old Testament? You will say yes. In Adam's time, Adam has received testament. Testament, we always talk whose testament? Through whom? Moses, right? Understand?
Yes.
That's me. Before Moses, where is the testament? So you cannot put Adam in Old Testament time. I just mentioned about it. But generally speaking, you want to how can I say?
It's technically it's not. It's not. Generally it is.
Yes, we talk generally. Right?
Not technically.
Not very precise. You want to precise to criticize, then you are divide in three. You can criticize me, understand? Because this definition is not very precise. Okay. Old Testament time. Now we come to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yeah? If in Old Testament time you talk about Father. Who is Father? Father must have Son. Are you a father? Not yet.
Soon.
In this moment, no, not quite, because you have no son, right? Okay, you are a son, right? Then they must have a father, right? Father and son is relative. Father cannot exist it by himself. Understand? If Adam alone, he cannot say, I'm a father. Understand? He must have a son. Okay. In Old Testament, father, who is father?
God.
Wait, oh yeah, sorry. I have to write in here. Who is son?
Jesus Christ.
Adam's right. Yeah. And then chosen people, Israelites. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Israelites, right? Right. You tell Moses or David, you say, God is Father, Son is Jesus. Listen, don't forget, now we are in the time and space. Understand? In the Bible, we talk about Bible. Don't jump to somewhere. Understand? Sometimes we have, how can I say, hint view. Hindsight.
Hindsight.
Don't use hindsight to give this information to the forefather, understand? Understand? Understand me? This is very dangerous because just like in literature, you read something, because you know. or in a theater, because you know the whole, how can I say, whole scene. So sometimes you are very excited. Go away, because a wicked person wants to shoot you. But the people who stand there, he don't know. Understand? Just like this, you don't use your knowledge, right? Put this in your forefather. So he is son. Who is son? Adam. And then chosen people. Mm. This chosen people is who? Israelites.
Israelites.
Okay. And spirit. Actually, Holy Spirit is Spirit, is Holy Spirit, yeah. Who is Holy Spirit?
God.
In Old Testament, there's Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
For example, Holy Spirit come down to Samson. Holy Spirit come to David.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
In Psalm, tell us, my God, don't draw out my Holy Spirit. Understand? Don't leave me. Oh, Holy Spirit. So in Old Testament, there's Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Or no?
Yes.
Yes. Who is Holy Spirit?
God.
God's Spirit. Okay? So, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament time. Any question?
They didn't speak in tongues.
We are right. You are right. But now you must extend your knowledge. This is good foundation. It's not wrong, but now in this time you can speaking in tongue. Mm. What means speaking in tongues? They prophesy. Mm. They say something.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. In Old Testament time, yeah. This in Moses' time also, these 70 elders.
Yeah.
Right? You remember?
Yeah.
They all feel of Holy Spirit. They speaking the prophesy. Says, I mean, we don't know whether they speaking how they speaking in something, but they are moved by Holy Spirit. Okay. Now we are going to Jesus' time. Now Jesus come to the world, right? Suppose this world. Actually, this word, God is word, right? Word, in the beginning, there's word. Word is by God. God is word, right? So if God, we will talk God is spirit in this level, we cannot describe. I must emphasize, this devil or the something like this spirit, I cannot describe it. If I say this is a devil or that this is a dimension, all is wrong, understand? If you ask me detail or more, I can only say this eternity. I just receive this word from God. And I just know in this level or the it's not time. There is no time, no space, right? Or we can say over, right? Over it. Okay. So if he is word, then this word can be here, the same time. Understand? The same thing. Okay. But actually, word become what?
Flesh.
So this word through this, how can I say dark? We can say darkness, but. But how can I say this?
Chasm.
This
gap.
This gap, this deep gap. And then come to the word. Become. Right? And then this Jesus. So this Jesus is, we call, so to say, historical Jesus. Talking Jesus. So this Jesus, what we know, he can walk, he can laugh, he can eat, he was tired. And another time, he also in the heaven. So just like preacher Chong tell us, this Jesus has two nature. What mean two nature? Two nature that we read from the Bible. This is also this term, you say it's not good. We use this word nature that we can also, how can I say, cancel it. But you want to say two elements or the two something, right? Actually, for us, two phenomena. Phenomena. On one side is human side. That means he has flesh like you and me. On the other side, he's God himself. So this is very very difficult for us. Why? Sometimes we want to bring two elements together. We have problem, always problem. Why? Because this human Jesus, or this historical Jesus, his word, but through this unreasonable, what's mean unreasonable, you cannot to image. Through this gap, come to the word, right? So, for us, Jesus, you want to study about Jesus. This how can I say? This gap. This gap is other
unfathomable.
Yes, unknowable. We cannot know.
Unfathomable.
Yes, this gap is for us is we cannot image.
Comprehend.
And comprehend it, right. Thank you. Okay, this is historical Jesus. In the time of historical Jesus, there's also Father. Who is Father?
God,
right? But in the in here, here Father, the God is space, is God, yeah. And then Son, who is Son?
Jesus.
This yeah. Son is huh? Jesus. This Son is. This Jesus is historical Jesus, right? Understand?
Physical.
Historical. Right? And in Jesus' time, Holy Spirit. Who is Holy Spirit?
God.
God. Okay. In this time, if somebody feel of Holy Spirit, they speak in tongue like you and me? Yes?
Yes.
No.
Huh?
Wrong. Think about it. Again, you can see the right. In, now Jesus crucified and then go to heaven, right?
Mm.
In historical Jesus' time, if somebody full of Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
what is the sign that he, this person is full of Holy Spirit, speaking in tongue?
In the historical time.
Yes. No. No, we can we that you say not yet. That means you have foreknowledge. Foreknowledge, understand? We just come from time to time. Some I tell you don't give too quickly, and you say not yet. That means you know better. You are prophet. Prophet. Yeah.
They prophesy.
Huh?
They prophesy.
Yeah, they can prophesy. So. Simeon. Right?
Oh, yeah. When Jesus was brought the
baby. Yes, he full of, in Bible, tell us, he's full of Holy Spirit.
Mm.
But you say yes, or he speaking in tongue?
No.
No. So, understand? So, don't think every time you will see Holy Spirit speaking in tongue. Holy Spirit speaking in tongue.
Speaking in tongue is evidence.
Huh? Or speaking in tongue is evidence. For the Holy Spirit. No.
Okay.
Understand?
Yeah.
Before this time, you cannot put two together. Mm. Understand?
Yes.
Okay? So, in his talk at Jesus' time, it's like this. After Pentecost day, it's this period. Okay. Father,
God.
The Father is same Father, right?
Yeah.
Father. Son. Who is the Son?
Us.
Jesus in heaven. You see, you make it precise and detailed, then you find sometimes you think something. All this, I know, all these people call, you can from Bible find the answer.
Yeah.
We just summary it, right?
Yeah.
Now, after Pentecost Day, Father is God. Son, who is Son?
Jesus.
Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay, and then?
Us.
Okay? So more. Jesus and who?
Us.
Okay. And then Holy Spirit.
It's God.
This Holy Spirit in the Bible, yeah, give this Holy Spirit a special term. You know?
No.
You know.
Is
the promise Holy Spirit. You don't know the promise Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you know. The promised Holy Spirit. This is a term, anything. In the Bible, huh? Yes. you read
Acts
chapter 2, verse 33. This is a break. Anybody understand me? Huh?
Mm.
Everybody? You don't understand me, we have to translate. Now you have experienced my African English. Thank you for your patience. Study 3. Please read.
Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear.
He received what?
Promise.
He received the promise. Huh?
Yes.
Right. This promise is what? The promised Holy Spirit. You see? This promised Holy Spirit, the quality, in the Bible, don't talk like this, but it's just good to understand. It's the same Spirit, right? This promised Holy Spirit, of course, is the same Spirit like this and like this, right? Right? But the function is different. From the time, it's different. Why? Because before the Pentecost day, this, the promised Holy Spirit, you say no, or you say yes.
It's a trap.
Huh? You say what?
Nothing.
You say nothing.
It was promised before.
The promised Holy Spirit. Did you say have different promises?
No, I just used to try to explain them, but because maybe. I ask you the question and maybe you can understand better. The promised Holy Spirit is the same Spirit. Because, right? And I ask you, before the Pentecost day, there is the promised Holy Spirit?
No.
No.
Jesus don't abide.
Huh?
Jesus don't abide.
It was only prophesied.
You think it's more clear? If this thing existed, there is that mean existent, exist, yeah? Before the Pentecost day, the promised Holy Spirit exist or not exist?
Exist.
So there is. Understand? Yes,
no,
you must.
It exists, but
okay.
It's not
the concept of promise is there, but the Holy Spirit is not there.
Where?
It's existing.
Until
after.
It's
gone.
It's not.
It's gone.
It's there.
Yeah, it's there.
But
it hadn't come before.
Come from where?
Come from heaven.
From heaven. And it's there. So now you can separate it. That means, actually, Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. Before the creation, there is Holy Spirit.
Before creation, there's Holy Spirit.
Of course, God is Spirit. Right. So, this Holy Spirit also, the Holy Spirit, even the promised Holy Spirit exists before the creation, before Adam, before Pentecost Day. If you talk like this, you lift up your level or dimension to the God's level. Understand? But in this box, we call it
history
or salvation history, human history, in this time and space. What means promise? If you talk promise, that means in the time and space. Understand? Promise, then there are differences from time and space. If in the eternity, you cannot talk about promise. Understand? We don't know. You cannot talk about predestination.
Can you talk to a predestination?
No.
Predestination, that means in time and space. Mm. If without time and space, you can say, I destined to do something. Understand? So sometimes we don't confuse in many theological terms. In the church, somebody say, this predestination. Somebody say, this not the predestination. They fight. Okay, finally. God will laugh. Maybe both are right. Right. In the view of God, actually, we don't know. We don't know about God in this level. From the first beginning, I emphasize always. In this level, right? Can you say predestination? In this devil? No. But in this devil, this predestination. What means predestination? That's being planned. God planned. In the Bible, you can see many, many things. First, God, you will say plan was predestination. Always there, right? God prepared Jesus. It's prepared. That's mean in the time or space. So if we talk this term, you have something wanted to say.
You know the problem, right? You know the problem.
No, I don't know the problem.
I mean, when people talk about predestination, uh-huh. they talk about, you know, God knows this
in advance.
That means this has happened in a particular time, in a particular space, and God knows that beforehand.
No, I don't. Your definition, you come from some...
In the general sense, this is what people talk about, predestination.
No, this is not predestination, it's a theory. Mm-hmm. Predestination theory come from, in the history, actually. You want to know, you just read Calvin's Christian... Institutio Christiana, his book, he talked mainly about the predestination. His predestination theory is not yours. Did you read Calvin's theory?
Well, that is the when you are saved today, you're saved forever.
Huh?
You're saved today, you're saved forever. That predestined your end.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what you do, you're still there.
Yeah.
Mm. Is that what it means?
I thought no. We are talking about one true God.
Okay.
That maybe does not talk about this one later because we still want to get back to preacher.
Okay. No, I just tell you, in predestination theory, there are so many different tracks or the theory. Mm-hmm. Many. Really?
No, I'm just saying.
Really? For example, Trinity, there are also many different church. If you want to touch Trinity, you want to rebuke somebody, you must know what he believes. But in our church, I also accept, adopt many preconcepts from priests, how can I say, preacher. Maybe they haven't read the book from another person. They just say, Trinity, they believe in three gods. No, they don't believe in three God. Trinity, they believe one true God, like you and me. Understand?
I'm agreeing with you.
So if you want to rebuke the people who believe in Trinity, don't say, you believe in three God, it's wrong. We believe in one true God. They say, brother, we are same. So you fight in the air, and you are very excited about okay, we come back.
you're going to continue on this discussion,
yes.
Right? Okay, please. I do have some questions.
Okay, so this Holy Spirit in this time, especially after the Pentecost day, this Holy Spirit is promised Holy Spirit. Promised Holy Spirit. And then this promise, Holy Spirit is, of course, Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. Right? And now, especially, Holy Spirit also the Spirit of Father and Jesus, right? Right?
是不是这样子？
Okay.
You're talking about spirit now, right? You are not, you say Holy Spirit equals to God, right?
Yes.
Equals to Father Spirit, also Jesus Spirit.
That, yeah.
Okay.
So, from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in, from the Bible, we know the relationship is like this. Mm-hmm. Anybody, any question? All the moment, I just, all this is just element, that's, it's a puzzle. We haven't, how can I say, multiplied. We haven't just jiagong. We haven't do something, put it, anything inside, or we haven't
add anything to it. Yeah, it just now has been designed, the blueprint has not been detailed. Yeah.
Yes.
You need okay.
Compiled.
Could I ask you two questions, because of historical Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after the Pentecost, the Son represent equals to Jesus or equals to us, right? Representing
mm-hmm.
Jesus also us.
Yeah.
So it's representing historical Jesus.
He is normal.
He's normal. So
normal,
he's a spirit now.
No.
No. Here, this is accepted Jesus and his talk. In this time, we must read context. So I haven't got detail.
Resurrected Jesus.
Yeah. Ascended.
Oh, so ascended Jesus. Okay. Okay.
Ascension.
Ascension.
Huh?
Okay.
Ascension.
Ascension.
Yeah.
Ascension.
Yeah.
So, sometimes it's historical Jesus. Sometimes it's
resurrected
Jesus. A resurrected Jesus is, of course, it's not historical Jesus.
Spirit Jesus.
Spiritual. He has a spiritual body.
Yeah.
Is he not go back to heaven on the right hand side of the Father?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Just stick to an arrow going back.
It's there.
It
little arrow.
It's
there. Next to the cross.
Next to the cross.
Okay. Now, then going back, because we got all this discussion started because we are talking about duality of
Son.
Yeah. Jesus, right?
Okay.
So how would you relate this one using your chart, tie into the duality?
You want to talk about duality of Jesus, then only limited is his soccer Jesus.
Mm.
I see. Okay, so that's the only place you could talk about the duality of Jesus.
In this time, you can talk about it. This time, you cannot talk about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you sometimes when talk a subject, we must divide it, because don't forget, now in the salvation history, we are all limited in what?
Time and space.
Time and space. Even in this period, it seems God also, we saw God and we see God. It seems he was also limited in time and space. But no, it's not right. We limited God in time and space, but actually God is not limited in time and space. Understand?
Infinity, infinite. We are
finite.
Yes.
So, in the you, so there's two aspects. You from this aspect, then God is eternal. God is almighty, right? And even from this space, from this box, God is also limited in time and space, because God, he must plan something, right? Right. He determined something. If God determined something, planned something, then he's like you and me, limited.
Okay.
So the three different manifestation of true God only happen after the Pentecost.
Now we come back to one true God.
Let me take that. Three functions or three manifestations of one true God only happen after the birth of Jesus Christ.
No.
Okay, so how do you explain?
He is Father.
Yeah.
The same Father.
Yeah.
Why you divide God in three functions?
No, it means the three different manifestations.
Who tell you these three manifestations? Now we must come back to now we talk about Godhead.
Okay.
You want to talk about Godhead, there are two ways, or the two, two level. One, you talk about God in this box, right?
Go on, because I don't know what you're going to share with us.
That's me. God in, how look like God in this box. Another one, how look like God in this eternity, right? Different, huh? Because if you look God, or that you see or understand God in this box, then it seems God also limited in time and space. Okay, if you over this, then almost you don't know what is God. But because there is a reachable depth. But in this level, God also gives us, information. And then, until this moment, we must come back to Trinity. Because every time you want to explain one to God, everybody, you always say, we are not Trinity. And then you want to explain Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is right, good. But who divided God in these three, manifestations elements? You or God? No, you see that this whole picture, understand? It's not identity from the first beginning to the end, that God is always Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? Right? Now we must come back. Where the Trinity come from? This is another. Because if we know where the Trinity come from, and then why they divided Godhead in three elements, or these three manifesting level, then we can know, what is wrong. And so we cannot follow them, go to their, chaperone. Chaperone. This
framework,
right? I tell you, you have experience. I just stick four holes. Yeah, you choose one. It will be jumping. Right? Just like this. Okay. Now let us go back to the Trinity. Actually, in the Bible, there's no Trinity, but Trinity. Where the Trinity come from? Do you know? Don't say Catholic Church. You say Catholic Church, then I cut your head. Really? But it's not true. You don't.
Church fathers.
I also cut your head. Because you want to say something. You want to really academical. Then you must have a research before. Don't just fox and wolf. Wolf. He meet a
Don't bluff.
What?
Bluff.
Bluff. That's
me. Yeah.
He on the way he met a little sheep. He carried a sheep. Hey, little boy, why you last year you blasphemed? So now I must eat you. Yeah. small sheep say, no, I was born in this year. So, or, how can I say, this is just from Aesop, yeah, father of Aesop. He read it. How, anyway, he want to eat him, but he want to find a reason. Sometimes it's too far. So don't put all the error to Catholic Church, really. Catholic Church, or the church father, they just follow. Follow whom? you answer that you don't know the church history. You just want nothing to do. He said, all is wrong. It's Catholic, it's Pope, it's not. It's from Egypt. And finally, from India. Hinduism, you know, Hinduism. You must study Hinduism. Hinduism, their Godhead. Hinduism Godhead is Trinity Godhead. You go to India. Last year, I also preached this. They said, yes, that's very simple for us. I said, you know before? Yes, the Hinduism. Hinduism, their God is Trinity God. And from Babylonia also. In the ancient time, many Godhead, they have Trinity God. And in Indian, they have Brahma. Brahma, Godfather. Also, Godfather, the same. Yeah. Vishnu and Shiva. Three in one. And then you can, did you see Buddhism also, or the Hinduism, got a picture? One body, six hand, three head. A picture. You have seen it. The Trinity. One body, one God, but in three dimensions. Three, how can I say? That your manifestation. You want to use this? Oh, okay. Understand, they also use this. And this comes from Hinduism. Don't forget, the origin is not from Christianity. And then, this Hinduism is at the time, the Hinduism is behind Christianity or before?
Before.
How long?
I don't know.
You don't know. 2,000 years.
Oh.
Oh. Before Christianity, about 2,000 years ago, there's Hinduism.
Yeah.
And then, of course, gradually, they develop this kind of Godhead. Brahma is, how can I say, is highest one, almost highly. And then, to the world, Vishnu and Shiva. Vishnu and Shiva, just like from him, go out. We are all Chinese, that's yin and yang. These two power, one is destroy, one is give you warm and birth, but all come together. You know, in Chinese, this diagram, actually this one, and they turn, always turn, one, but in two, and then over this, 是无极生太极，太极生两仪，两仪生四象，四象生八卦，八八六十四演化，万物众生。 Sorry, I cannot. All this is, how can I say, this is Chinese, how can I say, Godhead in creation. Okay? That in the first beginning, Tai Chi, you cannot say what is in the very beginning. Tai Chi send Liang Yi, two elements. Liang Yi send Si Xiang, Si Xiang send Ba Gua, Ba Ba Liao Si Si. Actually, this is the, how can I say, people say this is a Chinese nature of science, origin. But later they use this to exercise their witch or the switch.
Witchcraft.
Witch use this. Okay. So this Trinity, the origin. And then after that, Buddhism got something, sometimes they also, then they develop more. So for example, Guan Yin Buddha. Guan Yin Buddha, he has 1,000 hands. More than 1,000, that means divide more, but one body. The same principle, but how can it's modified, yeah? Okay? So this is the same principle. Okay. And then the Christianity in the time of Origenes is a church father, you have right. He learned a lot of knowledge. And then they want to solve the Godhead in Christianity. Right? So they just put this, model, right? Frame cast or the frame box, put it in Christianity. If you go like this, if just simple like this, you never find we cannot divide God in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Right? If God is always the same, eternal God, here must be the same here and here, right? But in the, you can see it's different. So for Paul, for Peter, they don't talk about this. They don't touch this topic, right? They just simple think God is Jesus, Jesus is God, Holy Spirit is God, right? They don't go detail to understand how can all the join together. And the Origins, he want to join this all together. And then come out this Trinity. Okay? So in this moment, then Trinity, if everybody want to study Godhead, then everybody jump inside. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Of course, we must explain. Understand? Okay. So this is a very simple picture. And then we talk about Godhead. Okay?
How do you spell Origenes? You said Origenes. What is Origenes?
It's the name of a father. Church father.
This is Latin, huh? English maybe Oregon, maybe, but Origins you can.
Sorry, just one question. Okay. So it is wrong to say God has three manifestations, isn't it? You just say God plays three different roles. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Can you say three roles, so it manifesting is the same thing.
Same thing.
It's right. I'm not saying it's wrong.
Just a way.
Because this way. is happen in where? In this box. Understand? Manifestation or role is in this box, all in this box. Understand? Over this box, then you want to understand? If you want to talk Godhead in this box, in this time, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In this time, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In this time, God can be God, Father, and His Holy Spirit, but different contents. In this time, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's God, Adam, Israel, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Okay, so hang on. You are saying the three functions or three roles or three manifestations exist or begins in the beginning of the creation until the last day.
Yes.
Of the judgment.
Yes.
I see.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's your interpretation.
Yes. If you want to talk function or role, right?
I see.
In this box. And if you want to talk the Godhead in the eternity, you ask me, what is God? I can tell you, what is God? God is spirit. And God has one name. What name?
Jesus.
Right?
When we talk about the name Jesus, does it mean the name in the box or outside the box?
In the box and outside the box.
And outside the box.
And outside the box. Why? Now, Jesus, this name, there are two devils. In this devil, historical Jesus, if we talk in this box, from this box on, from this period on, we can talk about Jesus.
Yes.
Okay? Here, from here, Jesus, right? Suppose it's eternity, and this is this enrichable gap, and this is, we can know the Word become flesh, Jesus. Okay? And Jesus is Son. And then Father. What is the name of the Father? Jesus. What is the name of Holy Spirit? The promised Holy Spirit?
Jesus.
So, if, for example, if I baptize people, I don't baptize people in the name of Jesus. No, for me, understand? I don't baptize. Since I know this concept, I never baptize people in the name of Jesus.
Huh?
Really?
You never.
Never. I baptize in the name of Jesus. Understand me?
I see. Okay.
What's
on
the difference?
What's
the difference?
Yeah. About it. Okay. About the spirit. I see.
This different or not different?
Yes.
To you, there's a difference to us.
No matter, that's me.
Yeah, I got you, okay.
Okay? So you people tell me, he baptized, he want baptize people, or the, I talk
not
Christians.
In Jesus' name under the Son's
title. No, not as Jesus as the Son,
that's
Jesus
right.
As God.
As God. As God. Yeah, okay. That's what he's saying, yes.
Yeah. He gave me a shot, I think. Oh.
Okay.
So you are talking with somebody who know more Bible from the United denomination. I tell him, because they tell me, you baptize people in the name of Jesus, Son Jesus, you lost Father and Holy Spirit. I say, no, I follow Jesus. I believe in Jesus. Jesus tell me, baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I baptized Son and Father and Holy Ghost. The name is not here, not Jesus. It's Jesus. Right?
Yes.
Before I come, I discuss or I apologize. With outside them, I always baptize Jesus, Jesus. I don't distinguish that, understand?
Yeah.
Jesus is his Father. But later then, they tell me that, understand? I cannot say develop, but I think, actually this is nothing new, understand?
Yeah. It's just easier for them to understand.
Yeah, easier for them to understand. So, this is Godhead. Thank you. Really, really simple. Of course, you can go more detail, but the whole concept, I think maybe it can help you more. Maybe, I think. Sorry, maybe I...
Okay, let's see something.